Apollo 13, Houston.
Go ahead, Houston.
Okay, the computer is yours, Jim.
Thank you.
And you are go for TLI. Huntsville reports that you have a 6-second propellant pad, which is 3 seconds more than the 3 sigma case, so you're good on consumables. The IU is so good that we're not going to update it. The only change we have for you is in the TLI checklist. At 57 minutes where you slew the FDAI to 18 degrees, we recommend 20 degrees there. And we recommend that you look for 8 degrees instead of 6 degrees at ignition. The S4B is riding on the top of its dead man.
I understand, and just out of curiosity, was that engine out to be used up more S4B fuel?
The engine out did cause you to use more S4B fuel, about a 10-second longer burn, but you're still go.
Okay, thank you.
And 13 Houston, we're ready to support pyro arm and docking probe extension whenever you're ready.
Okay, Houston, docking probe has been extended and all indications are nominal. We're down to pyro arm now, and we'll get ready.
Okay, Jim.
Okay, Houston, my circuit breakers armed are closed. Sequential logic 2 on and up, and we're headed by.
Okay, 13, your go for pyro arm.
We've had loss of signal now with the spacecraft through the Vanguard tracking ship. We'll be reacquiring at Canary Islands in just a few minutes.
Will you read this?
Roger, 13, go ahead.
Roger, we have our sequential arm circuit breakers in and our sequential logic 2 on and up, and we're just standing by for your confirmation for a go.
Oh, sorry, 13, you didn't copy. You are go for pyro arm, over.
Okay, fine, thank you.
Apollo 13, Houston.
Go ahead, Houston.
About 2.5 minutes to LOS, Jim, and your AOS at Carnarvon will be 2+25+50. Over.
Roger, AOS at Carnarvon, 2+25+50.
All right, it's firm. Apollo 13, Houston, LOS in about 1 minute. At LOS, we'd like command reset and then normal.
Roger.
We've lost contact now with the spacecraft through the Canary Islands tracking station. We'll be reacquiring in a little less than 30 minutes at a ground elapsed time of 2 hours 26 minutes when the spacecraft comes within range of the tracking antennas at Carnarvon, Australia. During the pass over the United States and out over the Atlantic, Capcom Joe Kerwin gave the crew a preliminary go-ahead for translunar injection. We have adequate propellant margins on the Saturn third stage, despite the some 10 seconds of additional burn in getting into orbit due to the early shutdown of the second stage center engine. It is not expected that the somewhat later injection time will have any significant effect on the flight plan. The preliminary time for the beginning of the translunar injection burn is 2 hours, 35 minutes, 27 seconds. The flight dynamics officer is in the process now of updating that time, but we don't expect a significant change. At 1 hour, 57 minutes, 55 seconds, this is Mission Control, Houston.